What is the role of your actions in determining your happiness in life? Is there an ancient philosophy that can help you actually find happiness in your day-to-day life? Hi, my name is Vibhor Kumar Singh and this is my podcast, Catching Happiness with Vibhor. In this podcast, I help you unclutter from within and find your happiness one day at a time. All knowledge is cumulative in nature, which means that everything new that is learned or discovered adds to the existing knowledge bank of an individual or of a society. It is therefore sometimes worthwhile to look at how certain laws that have been defined through the ages have relevance even today. One particular ancient law of life and law of living that I personally feel has a deep impact on our happiness is karma. So today we look at K for karma and try and understand how this impacts our happiness and how we can use the laws of karma to find happiness in our day-to-day life. Karma is an ancient Indian philosophy which in its most simple form says that you shall reap what you sow. Basically, karma is a philosophy that is rooted in the thought process we are all responsible for our actions and also the reactions that arise from our actions. Sir Isaac Newton has been among the finest brains that the human society has produced. Among the various scientific achievements that he was able to achieve during his lifetime, one law that stands out for its simplicity is what is called Newton's third law of motion. Newton's third law of motion simply states that every action has an equal and opposite reaction. If you were to think of it, this law of physics is nothing but karma defined scientifically. Whatever you do, whatever you give to the world, always comes back to you. And this is karma, and this is also Newton's third law of motion. Now, how does this plug in with our happiness? Even though the karma philosophy is a very vast topic, I am only going to discuss how it is relevant to our happiness today. How often have you experienced this in your personal life that an act of kindness done by you is instantly repaid? This is karma. Karma does not mean an act of charity. Karma does not mean an act of selflessness. What karma simply means is that you are responsible for your actions everything that you do will be reciprocated in a similar manner. When you do an act of kindness, you set into motion a series of events which will come back to you as another act of kindness. This is what is karma. How karma applies to our happiness is simply that if you are a source of happiness, you will also become a recipient of happiness. But if you keep chasing happiness, you will never be able to reach your goal, simply because every action you take towards achieving happiness will be reciprocated by another action which may not lead to happiness in the first place. The role karma plays in our happiness is simple to understand, because when you do something that brings joy, brings happiness in this world, you will sooner than later experience the same happiness which would be a reward for your own action in the first place. Do good, get happiness is something that is a template for happiness since childhood. Karma is the first action that takes you towards your happiness. We have covered this in an earlier episode that our happiness is our own responsibility. When we see this with the philosophy of karma, we realize that our happiness is an outcome of the actions we have taken. It is therefore important to choose your actions wisely. If every time you are going to hold back doing your karma, hoping that someone else will initiate, then you are only becoming reactive to happiness and not proactive in finding your happiness. Your simple acts today are undoubtedly going to be a source of happiness someday for you. It is therefore important and essential to know you are responsible for your happiness, you are responsible for your karma, and your karma is going to lead you to your happiness. This is a simple philosophy, but like everything in life, we have complicated this also. Balance and confidence play an important role in how you go about doing your karma. It is therefore important for you to calibrate your balance and pursue your karma with confidence, so that you do not add any more clutter to your life, so that you can find your happiness in the most simple form. Do good karma and you will be rewarded, even though it may not be an instant reward. There is a lot of valuable literature which talks about karma. Do read more about it. Do understand how you can incorporate this timeless philosophy into your day-to-day life, and you would have opened floodgates of happiness in your life. I hope that through this episode, I have added a new thought process about how happiness can be achieved through simple actions, how happiness can be achieved today. Do share this podcast with anyone whom you think needs to be told that happiness can be found one day at a time.